This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we want to bring you up to date on a tragic story that has been developing this afternoon. Just a few moments ago, authorities in Chattanooga, Tennessee, announced in a news conference that there were two separate shootings at military facilities there this morning, that four Marines were killed, and the gunman was also killed. Here's the U.S. attorney in the area, Bill Killian.
This is a sad day for the United States. These service members serve their country with pride, and they have been the victims of these shootings. We are conducting this as an act of domestic terrorism. The FBI is now in charge of this investigation. I have nothing but praise and admiration and congratulations to the City of Chattanooga Police Department, Hamilton County Sheriff's Department, for their quick and effective and efficient response.
Joining us with the latest from Chattanooga is Rabbit Zilke, a reporter with WUTC. Rabbit, tell us more about what we've learned about these shootings.
Well, it's a lone shooter. He started off firing at a recruiting station, and about 15 miles down the road, he went to a Naval Reserve station located in the center of a city park. The police followed him. One officer was shot in the ankle. He is going to recover. Three other people were injured, but as they've not released any information to family, they would not give us any more information than that.
And we heard Mr. Killian say there that he's considering this an act of domestic terrorism. There was some back and forth about that in the news conference.
They are not willing to say a lot right now while they are doing the investigation. Four Marines were killed. They did have no-fly zone over the area. There are FBI, there's police, state police, city police, so many law enforcement officers here, and they're just trying to get to the bottom of it before they're going to say a lot more.
Well, we do know what eyewitnesses saw this morning. Here's eyewitness Carolyn Taylor, who told the local CBS station WDEF that she was in a shop across the street from the Naval Reserve building.
From what I'm hearing, we were actually the second location, and evidently escalated, and the shooter came here. We saw the policeman going into the park across the street, which is, you know, where the Naval Reserve Center is. Then we just heard several rounds of gunfire.
Rabbit, do we know anything more about who the shooter was?
They're not releasing any information at that time, but he is a lone shooter, and they believe he lived in this area.
And what is the police response like there now in Chattanooga?
A lot of the city is in absolute lockdown. All of Amnicola and the area of the park was locked down. And the park is adjacent to Chattanooga State Technical College, and that was in lockdown for a while, and then they closed for the rest of the day. Businesses and homeowners are encouraged to stay in if they feel they must, call the police if they feel they need any other assistance. But they believe the lone man was, you know, acting on his own, the lone gunman.
That's Rabbit Zilke, a reporter with WUTC in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where there have been a couple of shootings today, one gunman killed, as well as four U.S. Marines. Rabbit, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This is Here and Now.